This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democrat Yadira Caraveo is headed to victory in Colorado's new 8th congressional district. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer called Caraveo to concede the race Wednesday night. Andrew Bean is a Welby resident and canvassed for Caraveo during her campaign.
I like Yadira. I have known her for a few years now, and I think she'd be a good congressperson.
Caraveo is the first Latina to represent Colorado in Congress. With a lot of votes still waiting to be counted, Republicans have not yet captured enough seats to gain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. However, early numbers show they are still likely to win a majority. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says if Kevin McCarthy becomes the next House Speaker, he could have a tough time shepherding the GOP caucus.
I think it's going to be very difficult for Kevin McCarthy to get any kind of consensus with this unruly bunch.
DeGette has served in both the minority and majority. She expects Republicans to hold a lot of oversight hearings in the next Congress, but she's also hopeful that they will work on bipartisan legislation as well. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Hugh McKean will lie in state at the Colorado Capitol Rotunda today. The ceremony will include a military honor guard, state legislators, and Governor Polis. A celebration service will be held Saturday morning at Resurrection Fellowship Church in Loveland. Both events are open to the public. McKean died last month of a heart attack. Larimer County Republicans will announce his replacement in the next month. This is CPR and KRCC.